What was it like during the months where, you know, sports were shut down, stuff like that? You know, what were you doing to, like, I guess maybe stay in shape?
I've mostly just been trying to improve myself, learning a lot more that I can, improving my body, staying in good shape.
Yeah, well, I guess talk to me a bit more about that. What have you been learning to keep your body in shape and stuff like that?
Well, I've started to run a lot. I've been trying to get lighter, lose a little bit of weight. Because in my first couple of years in high school, it was all about bulking up, getting in the weight room a lot. And I've decided to go away from that some, especially because, you know, we couldn't go in the gym at all. Doing a lot of meditation and breathing techniques, which is, I guess, kind of weird to some people. But it's something that I found, and it's really helped me a lot, especially with running. On the mental side, I've always been a pretty, I guess, calm person. So I guess something that I'm attracted to more is meditation and stuff like that, which most young people aren't really.
That's awesome, man. I guess how many sports do you play?
Football and basketball mostly.
What would you consider, though, like your main sport, the sport you love most?
I would say football, but it's more like a tie between football and basketball.
Well, let's talk a bit about going back real quick, you know, about last year's football season, you know, going independent and things like that. But I just want to take me back to the last game, the last win you guys had. What do you remember about that?
Yeah, that was fun, man. That was one of the best games I've been a part of, especially for the few seniors that we had, especially Israel.
Yeah.
I was really happy for him because he had, like, 3 touchdowns that game. And his whole career, he had mostly played defense. Like, he actually had to play O-line his junior year. Yeah, for him to get 3 touchdowns in his last game on senior night, that was great to see. And it was a comeback win, too. It was the most fun I had in a football game in a long time.
Yeah, just when looking back, I remember just being around. You really felt like like that was the start of something, like the foundation of something. And hopefully this year you guys will be able to really build off the success you guys had last year.
Yeah, I'd say there's a lot of potential.
What's, like, your favorite subject, favorite class?
I've always liked English because I like reading and writing. That's one of my favorite things to do in school. History is pretty cool. I'm cool with that. I've had a lot of good teachers in history, so I guess that helps too.
Awesome. And do you have, like, any plans for, like, next year? Do you know where you're going, or maybe looking at a few schools?
I'm not sure which schools exactly yet. I'd like to go somewhere with a good business program.
So you plan on majoring in business?
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking right now.
Then I guess, you know, you've already brought up a few, but what are some, like, maybe some, like, memorable moments, some things that maybe have stick out to you from, you know, from playing sports?
Just everyone that I play with, you know, all your friends, hanging out with them. That's what makes it fun.
And then just, you know, what's it been like just, like, playing, being at Spring Creek? You know, it's always, like, a smaller school.
Well, yeah, like you said, it's a very small school. There's not all that many people, but There's a lot of good people is what it is. That's why I say all my friends are there and everything, and I've just grown up in Spring Creek the whole time. We haven't always been that great at sports, but it's more about the people for me.
Maybe, is there any, like, I don't know, maybe, like, some fun fact, maybe some thing, like, people wouldn't expect from you? I guess meditation's one of them, but maybe there's something else, like meditation, where people are like, whoa, I didn't expect that from Lucas.
Yeah, that's something I've got into a lot lately. It's something I really enjoy. It calms your mind a lot, helps you get away from any kind of stress in the world, especially now.
Yeah.
You just go to your own little place. And also, I guess, breathing techniques. I've been working on that, like holding your breath, breathing in for a minute and breathing out for a minute. That's something that I do. I've gotten up to being able to hold my breath for 2 minutes. And I guess something else that people don't know about me, well, most people anyways, is that I really love to cook, and I plan on opening a bunch of my own restaurant in the future.
Last question. I should have asked it probably first. You know, how long have you been playing sports, you know, your whole life?
Sports in general, basically my whole life. Football, I believe I started, I think, 10 and under football, youth league at Spring Creek in elementary school. Basketball around the same time, maybe even a little bit before. Yeah, I've been playing for a very long time.